I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's episode is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Alex for bringing Jax's story to my attention. This one is particularly horrific to me and a very difficult one for me to research. This story brings up the discussion of mental illness and its role in sentencing of offenders. Are we really doing enough to assist and support the mentally unwell? And is there really a diminished responsibility if someone chooses to stop taking their medication? March 2021, Palmer, Ohio. A five-year-old boy excited to spend the day with his father. His grandmother driving away after watching the two embrace and race inside. But what should have been a fun-filled day would end only hours after Jax's arrival. His father calling 911 to make a chilling confession. He had just killed his son. This is Jax's story. Jax Jonathan Ponomarenko was born July 21, 2015, to parents Samantha Cherney and Matthew Ponomarenko. Samantha had brought an older son into the relationship, Dominic, who Jax would immediately become best friends with. Those who knew and loved the family would say that despite the age gap, Jax and Dominic's bond was unbreakable and one was not complete without the other, which makes this story all the more heartbreaking with what's to come. Jax was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3, but had just started Steps Academy for school. This kid was not only the cutest kid I've ever seen, but he was so super smart. He'd recently learnt to communicate using a tablet, and now he could. He never stopped sharing his thoughts and feelings with his family. This new ability to communicate words and pictures opened up a whole new world for little Jax. Jax was your typical 5-year-old. He loved running around the park or just running around the house with his big brother. He was learning to read and was obsessed with books. Jax loved music and dancing around to his favourite songs, especially The Wheels on the Bus. Jax was a kid that was always on the go. He was happy and loved and had his entire life in front of him. Samantha and Matthew started dating in 2013, around 2 years before Jax was born. This relationship was not the easiest, however. Mostly not easy for Samantha, because Matthew struggled to get a handle on his mental health, anxiety and bipolar disorder. But also Matthew was dealing with alcoholism and substance abuse addictions, and this resulted in a long string of drunken disorderly charges and resisting arrest. and in 2017 he was found guilty of child endangerment. Matthew had taken a cocktail of alcohol, PCP, mushrooms and methamphetamines. The police had found him with one-year-old Jax, who was completely naked, and walking in the middle of Pleasant Lake Boulevard and York Road in Palmer, Ohio. Cars passing by all around him. At the time, Matthew's own mother had called the police, saying her son was having a severe mental breakdown, and that he was running and swearing at people driving past him. For this, Matthew would be given a $212 fine. The Ohio Department of Children and Families would investigate the family because of this incident, and they would request both Matthew and Samantha take parenting classes. And in 2019, this investigation would be closed, no further action. It would seem that Matthew would continually get on this path of messing up with the law because of his addictions and mental health struggles. And something that is particularly sad here is Matthew himself knew he was struggling mentally. He had begged several doctors for help, that he knew he wasn't doing well and would actually state he was afraid something bad would happen. But no one really listened. Doctors would simply just change his medication and send him on his way. There was an option for Matthew to enter a 30-day inpatient program, however, his insurance wouldn't cover it, so another failure of the system right there. Samantha would later state she believed the problem was that these medical practitioners only saw Matthew as a deadbeat junkie and figured he was beyond help, turning their back on him. By March 2021, when our story takes place, it has been said that Matthew seemed to have his life back on track. He was staying out of trouble with the law. He had a relationship with his son. Samantha would later state that Matthew and Jax had a good bond and that Jax had his father wrapped around his finger. Matthew had also recently been discharged from a behavioural health centre and he seemed to be in a good place. However, because he was feeling so good, Matthew decided to stop taking his bipolar medication. And that last fact alone sends up all the alarm bells, or the flashing neon sign saying danger. Stopping medication when you have a mental illness is not something to be taken lightly. And as we saw in the episode on the murder of Janaea Watkins way back in episode 102, her mother DeAsia wasn't experiencing symptoms of her mental illness anymore because her medication was working. And then that leads to false confidence that, I got this, I don't need the medication anymore. When the reality is, the medication is why you're feeling this good. And then before anyone realises things aren't right, sometimes it's because something bad has happened, like in Janaea's case and today in Jax's case. And by that point, it's all too late. A child is dead. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Samantha's mother would be the one to drop Jax off that morning, and she would later report that Matthew seemed calm and doing well, excited to spend the day with his son. And Jax was excited to see his dad. On this day, Matthew had a therapist appointment that morning, but had called to cancel it for reasons unknown. Instead, the father and son stayed in the house together on the 4700 block of Russell Avenue in Palmer, Ohio. And this is when the unthinkable happened. March 25th, 2021, around 2 p.m. Matthew entered the room with a baseball bat in his hands. He walked towards his son and then began to violently bash him in the head over and over and over. Matthew then picked up the phone and made this 911 call.
911, what's the address to your emergency? Oh, okay, and the phone number you're calling from with area code, please? And what's the problem? Tell me exactly what happened.
I just killed my son.
What do you mean you just killed your son?
I'm hearing voices.
Oh, okay. How old's your son?
6.
Where's your son now?
He's dead.
Dead where?
In the living room.
All right. Do you have any weapons?
Can you just send in cops?
Yeah, we're doing that now. What's your name?
Matt Pomeranko.
I'm sorry, the first name?
Matt.
Matt? Spell your last name for me, Matt.
Pomeranko.
What's your son's name?
Jack.
Jack?
Jack, J-A-X.
And you said you're hearing voices?
Yes.
All right, how did you kill your son?
With a baseball bat.
You killed him with a baseball bat?
Mm-hmm.
And why did you kill him with a baseball bat?
I don't know.
Was there anyone else there with you and him?
No.
All right, Matt, we've got some units on the way, okay? I want you to stay on the phone with me. And when did you do that? Matt, when did you kill your son? Matt?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
I'm shaking.
I understand. When did this happen? Matt? When did this happen? Okay, Matt, do you have any other weapons in the home?
No.
And when did this happen? Okay. And when did this happen, Matt? Matt, you still there with me?
It honestly eats me up inside thinking how scared Jax would have been in those final moments. Seeing his father in a crazed state, not recognizing him. His father walking towards him with a baseball bat. Not being able to ask him to stop or to try and reason with him. Not that that was probably possible given Matthew's mental state at the time. During the 911 call, Matthew also refers to his son being 6 years old, getting Jax's age wrong because he is actually 5 years old. I struggle to believe that Matthew did not know his son's age. He had his name tattooed above his eye, which I hope haunts him for the rest of his life. Having to look into the mirror now and have that constant reminder of the innocent life he has taken. The dispatcher asked him why he did what he did, and Matthew doesn't answer the question, merely saying, "I'm shaken." Either not really understanding it himself or not wanting to say the words out loud and admit to why he did what he did. Matthew just says he heard voices and that made him kill his son. Officers arrive at the scene to find Matthew calmly sitting in the front yard, echoes of Chad Dorman there. Inside the property, in the living room, was the lifeless body of 5-year-old Jax Pomenarenko. I cannot imagine the sight that was before them. It would be something that stays with you forever. Jax had suffered from multiple blunt force traumas to his head and face. Detectives, crime scene investigators, and the medical examiner's office stayed on the scene for hours, gathering evidence and taking photos of the crime scene. Matthew would be arrested in the front yard where the police found him, and on April 1st, 2021, he would be indicted by a grand jury on charges of 2 counts of aggravated murder, kidnapping, and 2 counts of endangering children, charges of which he would plead not guilty by reason of insanity. However, the grand jury would deny this, saying there was evidence of premeditation to this crime and there were injuries to Jax that suggested the boy may have been tortured before his death. That Matthew did, quote, by calculation and design cause the death of his son, unquote. The judge overseeing the case stated that the death penalty was a very real possibility here. However, Matthew's legal team had sought a hearing to determine if he suffered from a serious mental illness that, under a law that passed the same month he was indicted, would render him ineligible for execution. And so, a court-appointed psychologist found that Matthew suffered from bipolar disorder, and that significantly impaired his mental capacity at the time of the crime. He was, however, deemed fit to stand trial. Matthew Pomenarenko would change his plea to guilty to 1 count of aggravated murder, felony kidnapping, and 1 count of endangering children after accepting a plea deal. During his trial, Matthew would make several bizarre outbursts.
I'm standing!
All right, we're going to take a break. Deputy, take a minute to hold himself, please.
I have to. I love you. I love you, son.
After the family gave their victim impact statements, Matthew was asked if he wanted to say anything to the court. He broke down in tears and muttered the words, "I'm sorry." Matthew Pomenarenko was sentenced to life in prison. He will be eligible to apply for parole after spending 45 years behind bars when he is aged 76 years old. Prosecutor Michael O'Malley addressed the media after sentencing, quote, "With this sentence, I hope that the family can find a modicum of peace and solace. May Jax's memory forever live in their hearts." Unquote. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works. For members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Jax's mother, Samantha, along with other members of their family and some of his previous therapists, started a scholarship fund called the Jax Memorial Autism Scholarship in the little boy's memory. Their mission is to assist families by providing resources and funding for their child or family member diagnosed with autism.
Dear Jax, you were the best brother I could have ever had. As I always say, I love you to the moon and the back and finish me on your fat kid loves cake and more than that and more than that and more than that. Love your older brother Dominic.
Jax's funeral would be held April 1st, 2021 at the Columbia Road Baptist Church. His brother Dominique made a heartfelt statement saying that Jax was the best brother anyone could have asked for, and that he was looking forward to see Jax grow up so he could teach him basketball, that he would miss racing around the house with him. So many missed memories that would never be. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the case we discussed today, or any case we talk about on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives on Facebook. Like the page so you don't miss an episode and join the discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Twitter, search lives underscore stolen, or on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
New year, new... not quite. Look, we all know that setting unrealistic goals makes you burn out faster. The secret sauce is starting small habits that add up over time. Ritual makes it easy, and their New Year's sale is worth pausing for. Forget restrictive diets. Focus on filling key nutrient gaps with a multi, or balance high-intensity workouts with a muscle recovery supplement. Ritual's got your back with science-backed support. All their products are formulated for quality and efficacy, from products with patented capsule designs to clinically studied ingredients. They're also Clean Label Project certified and rigorously tested for heavy metals. Kick off the year of the habit with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.